T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarami Show on 1250 AM The Fan, Hour 3, live from the Lakeland University Studios, offering evening and online master's programs. Learn more at lakeland.edu/get started. I'll reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show, give you the final say on them with Pick a Lane later this hour. We'll also hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. But joining me now on the great Midwest Bank hotline is Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Jason LaConfora, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing okay. Hope you guys are well.
We are. We have a playoff game to talk about this weekend, and I was just talking about it with Bart Winkler, who hosts our morning show. You might have heard the promo coming out of the break there, who is supremely confident that the Packers are going to beat the 49ers this Saturday. I asked him on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? And he said a 10. And Jason, I've asked a lot of Packers fans around here, what's their confidence level that they can win this one on a scale of 1 to 10? And I'm getting 11s, 12s, wow. 13s. Bart's contention is that a lot of us in the media, especially the national media, are only talking about the 49ers and how good a chance that they have to win this game this weekend because they're kind of the flavor of the month and we need something to talk about. I'm not in the national media, Jason. I'm in the local media, but I'm giving the 49ers a good chance to win this one on Saturday simply because of the style that they play.
Yeah. I think the Packers probably win the game, but I mean, is that point spread around 6? That seems high to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned if I'm a 49ers fan about Garoppolo being beat up, and you know, I'd like to hope and pray that Bosa and Werner are closer to 100% than not. But I think San Francisco's a dangerous football team right now, and you look at some of the metrics with the Packers. Specifically that defense and defending the run on early downs. And we know Kyle Shanahan, he's going to run when you know he's going to run and he's going to dare you to do something about it. And when he's got Kittle activated, you know, all the way, and he's got Juszczyk activated all the way, and those guys are good to go from a physical standpoint, and he's got a multitude of backs, including a receiver, that he can throw at you in the run game, that multiplicity and that sort of duplicity in terms of who's doing what, when, is that an inside run, is that an outside run, or just their ability to run outside zone 5 straight times and dare you to stop it, especially with Trent Williams anchoring, like that's a thing, like that's pretty real. And, you know, I think that's going to keep Rodgers off the field a little bit, and I think that's going to make this a close game, and they also have the ability, since they moved Armstead inside, to really get pressure with 4, and when they switched up their defensive front, they went from a team that I couldn't figure out to a team that looked unlocked from a defensive standpoint. The secondary isn't great, and there's going to be some matchups when the Packers spread them out that Aaron Rodgers is going to be very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be a necessarily comfortable game. I think it's going to. I think the Packers will be pushed. I think they'll persevere. But I think this is a football game.
I've been talking a lot this week leading up to this game about this San Francisco rushing attack, which the last 10, well, since week 10, they've rushed for 130 yards or more in 8 out of the 10 games that they've played, including 169 last week against the Cowboys. in the wild card round. What do you think they figured out in week 11 that got this offense and specifically that run game running at such a high level?
Yeah, well, they were banged up front early in the year. I think they've become increasingly comfortable with all that Deebo Samuel can do. And I think, you know, this kid Moore has really taken the reins. You know, Raheem Mostert's hurt. They had some other injuries there, but this kid has earned their trust, and he clearly understands that system. So I think it's, you know, it's personnel. It's a little bit of health, but it's just them figuring out their personnel and who does what best. And again, the scheme is tried and true. I mean, it goes back to Kyle's daddy, and I mean it's you, and you guys have seen it. You know, you guys have seen it at various times up there as well. Like it when they have it humming and they start feeling like, you know, they are squeezing the life out of you at the line of scrimmage, it can turn into vice grips.
Talking with Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider, here on the Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Check out Baldy's breakdowns with Jason. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app wherever you find podcasts to check that out. How important is it? And it's something that the one of the few things that the Packers offense is still struggling with as they closed out the season, which is getting off to fast starts. How important is it in your mm-hmm. eyes, Jason, to get off to a fast start on Saturday against this 49ers team?
I don't know. You know, I mean, that's a quarterback who's been there, done that, seen everything. You know, I think when you start talking about, okay, the New England Patriots, for instance, last week, yeah, against that high-powered offense with that quarterback, with some of their lack of options in the passing game, I could see the walls closing in quickly. But I don't think these guys will necessarily panic if they have to play a little bit from behind. There is always the specter of, you know, that Garoppolo when he could least afford it, even though he's played a great game to that point. You know, here comes the brain cramp and here comes the turnover, and now momentum might be swinging. I mean, we saw that last week between him missing Ayuk wide open and then the interception. So I don't know that is necessarily so much of an issue for them, because, you know, they can be quick strike, but I just will be fascinated to see how they're holding up against the run in general. And if that defense is being kept on the field a little bit more than they'd like, which obviously is keeping Rodgers off of it, and how that manifests itself over four quarters if the 49ers are in road grader mode.
Talking with Jason Lockenfora of Odyssey Sports, our NFL insider over there. Another thing that seemed to change week 11, and this shouldn't surprise or shock anybody, but Aaron Rodgers went from being, you know, a really good QB in 2021 to back to looking like the best quarterback in this league for the last 8 weeks of the season or so, and back to MVP form, maybe bringing his second MVP home once all is said and done. What did you see that was different with Aaron Rodgers and the offense that they were able to find another gear, Jason?
Well, I think a lot of it is just that toe, right? And him, you know, getting the bye week and saying, I think it's going to be better on the other side of it. And that certainly turned out to be the case. You know, I think they did a pretty good job of, even though they were short at tight end, kind of figuring out that, you know, we can run 13 plays out of 12. We can run 12. You know, we can mix things up. We, you know, we can kind of use Lazard as a joker tight end. I mean, he's a receiver, but you look at what some of the things they did, especially when they were carving up a team like the Ravens on first downs. You know, that guy's really playing tight end, so they can kind of mask their personnel. You know, and I think finding two running backs who not just can run the ball, but also, you know, can take a swing pass and turn it into something. Look, if you're going to ask me one thing in particular, I think that dude's foot and toe were howling for the middle part of the season, and they finally were able to get that tempered down a little bit. And then obviously this latest bye week, you would think would be the you know, even a better panacea than that.
When looking at this Packers team, Jason, and all the guys that they're getting back from injuries and the magnitude of guys at premium positions, when you talk about David Bakhtiari, a left tackle, Za'Darius Smith as an edge rusher, Jair Alexander, Randall Cobb, have you ever seen anything like this of an influx of guys coming off the injury report ahead of a playoff run?
It's a lot. Now, again, are all those guys going to be able to hold up? You know, I know what Bakhtiari didn't didn't practice today like he did yesterday, and that might have been built into the script. But I don't know that they're all going to, like, you know, remind you of what they are at top form, and they're going to be able to play the number of high productive volume snaps as they might otherwise. I mean, we're talking about significant absences in terms of the length of time that they were out. But it certainly can't hurt. There's no doubt about that. And it provides them with even more depth. And I think particularly the stuff on defense, if they have a little more bite there, if they have a little more flexibility, you know, with their personnel when they need to get into sub packages, I think it could be a significant factor.
I did want to ask you real quick before I let you go, Jason, about the other game in the NFC, the Rams and the Buccaneers. The Rams seem to be clicking all of a sudden and have found a role for Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
While the Buccaneers are, I mean, as the season wound up, we're kind of dropping like flies with the Antonio Brown situation and Chris Godwin. And now it looks like Tom Brady is going to have to do a little bit more of this on his own. Do you think he has a little bit more magic left in that right arm to overcome everything going on down there in Tampa?
I can't say that he doesn't, you know. I mean, history would tell you he does. I think getting Fournette back is huge. Just not only what he does in terms of being a bully in the run game and you know, that frame, but he's become one of the better pass-catching running backs in the league. And I think, especially against the way Von Miller's been getting off and, you know, Aaron Donald, just having that guy he really, really trusts in his screen game is huge. They still have three tight ends they can run it through. And we know at various points in his career, Brady has been in offenses that, you know, leaned really Aaron Hernandez and Gronk. I mean, they didn't really, especially once Randy Moss was out of the picture, they didn't have a lot of, great wide receivers at that point in time, but they ran it through the tight ends. And I think he'll stay away. Look, if Jalen Ramsey's going to be on Mike Evans all day long and that's the matchup, then that's fine. I think Brady will be able to find his joy in some other spots. But that's another game. I think it'll be close. I do worry about Matt Stafford and that crushing turnover when you can least afford it. And it is a banged up Bucs team, and Ryan Jensen's practicing. But like, if Wirfs doesn't play at left tackle, that's a big deal. I mean, that could shift the power of that game. But it's hard for me to bet against Tom Brady.
What's the Super Bowl you want to see, Jason Luckin, for? What intrigues you the most?
Wow.
The storylines, the game.
If you had asked me in the middle of the season, I would have said this Belichick Brady thing would be off the chart.
Yeah.
Right now, a Mahomes Brady rematch would be pretty cool. I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't know that there's one that I'm necessarily rooting for or think would be, necessarily better than another. I'd like to see the best quarterbacks at the end and the biggest stage. You know, Brady, Rodgers, Allen, Mahomes, guys like that dueling against each other.
That's Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, host of Inside Access, as well as Baldy's Breakdowns, along with Brian Baldinger over there on your Odyssey app and wherever you find podcasts. Our Odyssey NFL insider, my guest for the last few minutes here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Appreciate the time and the insight, Jason. Thanks a lot, man.
My pleasure. Enjoy the games. Thank you.
And our Odyssey NFL insider, Jason LaConfora, is presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, you can also hear Jason, like I said, with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on your Odyssey app, and he joins me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. I would say, like, see, Bart, Jason LaConfora thinks the 49ers can win, but that's another guy that Bart has a problem with. So I don't think that's swaying Bart one way or the other if I tell him what Jason LaConfora thinks. You know what's so weird about that? I was trying to think today of what Bart's beef is with Jason LaConfora, and it was A, that he has soccer takes that Bart disagrees with, and B, when Bart takes issue with his soccer takes on Twitter, Jason LaConfora doesn't interact with him. That's Bart's beef with Jason LaConfora. It's so weird.
I don't know what to say at this point about Bart's beefs.
That should be a segment. Bart's beefs. Who does Bart have a beef with now?
I mean, they're entertaining, but the logic behind them is just does not.
That one was the most baffling to
me. I thought it would have been like, okay, if he like has like if he disagrees on his opinions and football and all that,
like if he thought he was one of these people who's out to like hate the Packers or sabotage Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean?
But
like,
soccer.
He A, doesn't like his soccer takes, and B, won't interact with Bart when he questions his soccer takes on Twitter. That's Bart's problem with Jason Lockenfour.
Also, Pete just tweeted in, I kind of agree. Did Jason Lockenfour just say that Allen was a top quarterback he'd like to see in a Super Bowl?
He mentioned him in the group. Sure. I mean, yeah, he's the fifth best quarterback left in the playoffs. That's a top quarterback. I mean, top five is top, isn't it? Left in the playoffs.
I mean, I guess he could have said Matthew Stafford, but he did not. He said Josh Allen.
Couple Packers notes for you. They officially activated Randall Cobb from injured reserve, so he will be eligible to play on Saturday. And Ian Rappaport just telling us good news for the 49ers, star pass rusher Nick Bosa, who left last week with a concussion, full participant in practice, listed as questionable, although Jimmy Garoppolo with the right shoulder and right thumb was a full participant in practice today. If I'm a Packers fan, I want the whole 49ers team to come to Lambeau once. I don't want Nick Bosa to be out. I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo to be hobbled. I don't want Warner to be out, because I don't want to hear the excuses like you heard around the Bucks
exactly
when they won the title.
The what if championship that still surrounds the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah. If I'm a Packers fan, my attitude with all these guys and their injuries is bring it. I hope you're there on Saturday.
Bring on Tyshawn Samuel and James Garoppolo and Frederico Warner.
Frederick. We're calling him Frederick.
Frederick Warner.
And Robert Paul Gold III. That just sounds like a super rich dude, man.
Yeah,
that
why is he like a kicker?
That sounds like a really super rich dude. That sounds like a dude who got all of daddy's money. Robert Paul Gold III.
Sounds like a Rockefeller.
We'll hit a quick break, and then on the other side, reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show. Give you the final say on them. It's Pick a Lane on the Rami Show, 1250 AM The Fan.
Rami's been going at it for the last 2 hours. He hasn't crashed and burned. Well, not yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane.
It is that time on the Rami Show. If you know which lane it is that you want to jump in, go ahead and dial it up right now at 1250 AM The Fan. 414-799-1250. That's at 1250 AM The Fan is not a number. Sorry. Lost my mind there for a second. Dial it up at 414-799-1250 or tweet at Rami is tweeting. If you're just tuning in, by all means, please allow me to reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show. Then go ahead and give you the final say on them. Right lane, do you think the Packers have figured out, solved the San Francisco 49ers? And the left lane is how the Bucks look with the big three. All that matters in terms of their chances of repeating as champions. 414-799-1250 or tweet at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. I don't know if you heard, Sam, but apparently we are on our way to getting the 1250 Twitter account back.
I heard.
I was told that today. I was actually sent a screenshot of where we are in the process of getting 1250 AM The Fan back up and running on Twitter. So soon, I think. I'm hoping, like, after the weekend. Like, by the end of the weekend, we have at 1250 AM The Fan back.
You're hoping?
That's what I'm hoping.
Because I don't know. I kind of got a little comfortable to this process.
Oh, you like this?
Well, I'm getting some clout, so I mean, kind of like you when you took over the old page. It's like,
how many followers have you picked up? Because you're sending out all the show stuff is now going through at @Sam_Schmitz, and I'm retweeting it at Rami is tweeting. How many followers have you picked up here in the last few days, though?
I don't know, like 10 to 20.
Ooh, okay,
but that's I'm just good. Joking. But I mean, I don't know.
Solid. That's
you
good.
Got, we've got. It's been. It feels like we haven't had a Twitter account like in a month.
It feels like a really long time.
It's been a really long time.
It's been a really long time. So have the Packers figured out the 49ers? Little history lesson for those of you who don't know. Packers 3-2 against Kyle Shanahan-led teams. Four of those games, 2-2 in Shanahan versus LaFleur. But if you look a little bit more closely at this thing, and that dude on the Packers beat, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, who will join us tomorrow at 4:45 to look ahead to Packers and 49ers. He took a deep dive on this thing and points out that the Packers are 3-2 in five games against 49ers teams coached by Kyle Shanahan, but they've been outscored by 24 points total in those five games. And two of the Packers' wins were last-second field goals, including the Week 3 win this year, with the third a 17-point win when the 49ers roster was just obliterated by injuries and COVID in the 2020 season. Meanwhile, the 49ers' wins have come by 29 and 17 points. So point differential in this matchup between these two teams, 49ers with a hefty advantage, and the margin of victory in the two wins versus the two losses against the Packers is much greater for the 49ers than it is for the Packers. And we know how the 49ers have done it. I don't need to remind you guys of what happened in the 2019 NFC Championship. Now, since then, the Packers have won two games, but I don't know what to make of those two games. Actually, that the 2020 49ers, I don't put almost any stock into the Packers or anybody else beating them or how they beat them. That's a team that was as beat up as any team that we've seen in recent history that was a Super Bowl contender. They went from being in the discussion to being bottom dwellers. They're a much better team than that. And I think they're a better team than the one that the Packers saw in Week 3 this year. They figured out Debo Samuel as a running back, and he's averaging 6.5 yards per carry, has 7 touchdowns on 53 carries. As a team, they've rushed for 130 or more in 8 out of 10 games, including 169. Nice. Last week against the Cowboys in the wild card round, they didn't have Elijah Mitchell the first time these two teams met in Week 3. Missed that game with a shoulder injury, and the 49ers only ran for 67 yards on 21 carries. All Mitchell did since then was in 11 games, tied for 12th in the NFL with a 4.7 yards per carry average and 963 yards total on the season. Dude's a stud back there. And the Packers have struggled against the run. Actually, it almost coincides with the 49ers figuring out their run game offensively. The Packers seem to have lost their run game defensively. And so to the question of, do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? My answer is, I don't know. I think we find out on Saturday once and for all if Kyle Shanahan has been figured out by Matt LaFleur and the crew. I think we find that out. I think we finally have the test for both of these guys, for both of these teams, because the Packers are getting a bunch of guys back from injury as well. Both these guys are going to have all their tricks in the bag, all their weapons at their disposal. And now I think we find out if Matt LaFleur and the Packers have figured out the 49ers. I don't think we know yet. I don't think we can say that based on the last two wins and what the 49ers were facing in those two wins, and not just the Packers as a football team. How about you? Do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan and get in on the right lane in this evening's Pick a Lane. Moving to the left lane. Meant to turn off my mic while I cleared my throat there. I'm a professional broadcaster. Moving to the left lane and talking some Bucks, who last night came out and just stopped the hottest team in the NBA dead in their tracks, 126-114 with the return of Jrue Holiday. And if you know this show, if you've listened to this show, you know that I've been the most critical person of this Bucks team this year in terms of trying to assess, evaluate their chances of repeating as champions. Like, I haven't set off the panic alarm at any point. But I also don't just sit back and say this.
We are the champs.
Like, I look at this team and I critically think, look at them and analyze and see where the strengths are and see where the weaknesses are and see what might be the stumbling blocks on the way to another championship. And then I turned on my TV last night, and in other games where the big three are all on the court and Jrue Holiday back yesterday, and man, all that stuff just falls to the wayside. Because I watch this Bucks team when those three guys play, and they just look like an unstoppable force, man. And I forget about all that stuff. I just look at them, and I go, man, look at how good this team is. Giannis and Chris and Jrue, just dominant. Just nobody is going to stop this freight train that is the Milwaukee Bucks on their way to a repeat. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing of me watching them with the big three and watching them without the big three. And there's a reason for that, because they're Jekyll and Hyde themselves with the big three and without the big three. 17-3 when Giannis, Chris, and Jrue start and finish a game. 11-16 when they don't. That's a huge, huge disparity, man. And it shouldn't be shocking. I mean, they're much better with their best players out there on the court. That makes sense. So does that mean there's nothing to worry about when the Big Three gets out there? Is how they look with the Big Three the only thing that matters? I can't quite say nothing else matters. I think it matters if they get Brooke Lopez back or not. When you talk about playoff basketball and the force, the presence that that guy is inside, you need something like that, if not Brooke Lopez himself. Also, some of the inconsistency and energy and effort, especially coming out of third quarters, that's something that has reared its head when the Big Three do play. So that's something that I still have an eye on, or should have an eye on, and not forget when the Big Three get out there and look as dominant as they do. And then lastly, how can we be so sure that they're going to be able to keep the Big Three out there on a regular basis come playoff time? I sat here all last year and told people, whenever they would talk about how good the Brooklyn Nets could be when they get KD, Kyrie, and Harden out there, I would always caution people of, are you sure they're going to be able to have them all out there? Because they played 7 out of 72 games. And I don't know that you can just all of a sudden be healthy and consistently have all three out there on the floor. So I can't look at this Bucks team this year and look at 27 games where they couldn't have the Big Three out there compared to 20 where they do, and just be so sure that the injury bug or the COVID bug or the bad luck, whatever it is, ain't going to keep on sneaking up and biting them. How do we know that some of these injuries when it comes to Giannis, Chris, and Drew aren't the result of mileage and a weird NBA schedule and calendar where you had a two-month offseason and Chris and Drew went to play in the Olympics in Japan? That was something I was talking about before the season even started, before any of these injuries even popped up. So I can't say that nothing else matters other than how they look when the Big Three are out there, but that sure is how I feel when I watch those three guys out there, man. I think I just have to step back, though, and remind myself that it ain't that easy, especially come playoff time. I've reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? Left lane is how the Bucks look with the Big Three. The only thing that matters. 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at Rami is tweeting. Want to cash in during the Pro Football Playoffs? Try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, they'll post 10 props. Simply create an account, make your picks for your chance to win $2,000 in weekly earnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. Do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? This is how the Bucks look with the Big Three, the only thing that matters. Get in on Pick a Lane on the Rami Show on 1250 AM. The Fan.
Got to keep getting better, keep building good habits. The last couple of games, we've been playing good, but we cannot play for 48 minutes. We play for 42, 45. We got to be able to play for 48 minutes and give effort for 48 minutes. Obviously, the last 10, 8 games, we haven't been playing the best basketball we can play. But we just got to keep moving forward and keep trusting one another, keep playing the right way, keep giving that extra effort and energy for your team and for your team, and we're going to be fine.
There's Giannis after the win over the Grizzlies yesterday, 126-114, and they moved to 17-3 when Giannis, Chris, and Drew are all in the lineup to start and finish a game. That's the left lane in this evening's Pick a Lane. Is what the Bucks look like with the Big Three the only thing that matters? The right lane, do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting to get in on this evening's Pick a Lane. This portion of the Rami Show brought to you by Jim Danny's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay game this Saturday night at Jim Danny's while enjoying food and drink specials and free touchdown shots. It's all happening at Jim Danny's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Have you ever been in a bar where they're giving out touchdown shots for a team you don't like?
I used to work in one.
Did you take the touchdown shots?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you take them anyways,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I don't care. I'm a Bears fan. Packers score a touchdown and I'm in a bar. They're giving out touchdown shots. I'm taking a touchdown shot. Give me some of that whatever sour apple tasting thing is that you got there. I'll have two of them, actually. Let's go to Notebook Mike. Mike, you're on the Rami Show. What's up, buddy?
How about that Josh Allen, eh?
He's okay.
future MVP Josh Allen.
Never. It'll never happen, Mike.
Don't get your hopes up. The Bucks are the... You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The Bucks are the only one that can figure out the big three. You know, and you were talking about health. Well, the Packers got health coming back. That's no guarantee. It's no guarantee at all. Sorry, Bart. The Lakers can't figure it out. Brooklyn can't figure it out. So it could happen to any one of those three. Phoenix, too. Didn't they have a big injury?
So what are you saying, Mike? That the health of those three guys is not guaranteed and that could creep up and bite them?
No, I'm just saying I think the Bucks got the better chance with the big three.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, between them and the Nets. Thanks for the call, Mike. I got full phone lines. I want to play some
at. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate you, buddy. I mean, between the two of who would I bet can have their big three out there consistently for a playoff run, it's the Bucks. The Nets haven't been able to do it for going on 2 years now. Now Kevin Durant is hurt, and Kyrie Irving can only play road games. Yeah, I have more faith that the Bucks can have those three guys out there on a consistent basis than the Nets can have their three guys out there on a consistent basis. But the Nets aren't the – as much as I say that it's the Bucks and the Nets and everybody else in the Eastern Conference, you factor injuries in, and it might not be the Bucks and the Nets and everybody else in the Eastern Conference. That might not be the only team that's going to be a major challenge to get through if you can't stay healthy and keep those three guys on the court consistently. Steve in Germantown. You're on the Rami Show. What's up, Stevie?
Hey, what's good, Rami? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. I'm hopping that left lane. For me personally, I think it's absolutely vital that the big three, if you want to shout the title, Rami, it comes down to that. If you want to win a championship, you need those three players on the floor.
Does anything else matter, though, when those three guys are on the floor? Or do you think if they're on the floor, they're winning a title?
I guess if you ask that question, yeah, there's other things that do matter, for sure. You have to have some rim protection. I think Brook Lopez is a big piece. Now, that exact person, that exact player, not necessarily. If we can find someone in a trade or whatever it is coming up in the, you know, the trade market, you could find yourself a young athletic or whatever rim protection that could help out big time. I was quite upset when they let Cousins go myself, to be honest with you. Not that he was a big rim protector, but you know what? Guy was putting in 15, 16 points per game for a good stretch there. Mm-hmm. That helped out quite a bit. And they were winning games when that was happening, right? Again, I'm not putting too much stock in the regular season, but I think a couple things. You need to have, for sure, your big three, but you also have to have complementary pieces. Let's not forget, Rami, what happened in the playoffs last year? Pat Connaughton hit in the finals? Didn't he have, 24, 25 threes all together?
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. He had Bobby Portis, who was playing, out of his mind, who's rolled that over into this year, but he's not a rim protector. We know that. Bobby's Bobby. He does what he does, but he's not a rim protector. You got to have someone around the rim who can disrupt. It can't all be honest. Brook Lopez, a guy like that, he sealed it off. He boxed out two or three guys at a time, it seemed like. That's imperative, man. It is.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think thanks for the call, Steve, as always, man. Thanks, appreciate Bobby. It. I think they need Brook Lopez or a Brook Lopez type once the playoffs come around. It's a different game once the playoffs come around, man. And protecting the rim and keeping guys away from the rim or changing their shots is a huge, huge deal and a big part of the reason why the Bucks were able to win a championship last year. And Sam pointed out earlier, and he was right, quite adeptly pointed out earlier, that there were times where other teams in the playoffs, the Suns, you saw this, would play small ball and that would sort of exploit Brook Lopez on the defensive end of things, but you're going to run into that. You're going to run into different teams that play different styles throughout the playoffs. I promise you, for every Phoenix Suns or team that tries to play small ball, there will be other teams that aren't equipped to do that and are going to try and throw big bodies at you, and you need to have multiplicity. Ooh, that's a good word. You need to have multiplicity. You like that? You need to have multiplicity.
Is that legal?
A number of ways that you can beat other teams. So if you run into a team that wants to play small ball, you have the guys, and I think you do between George Hill and Wesley Matthews and, of course, what Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton bring on the defensive side of the floor, Dante, Pat Connaughton. But when you run into teams that are going to try and throw a bunch of big bodies at you, you need the Brook Lopez types. And I promise you, you're going to run into teams that try and throw big bodies at you and try and attack the rim. Devontae, Northside, you're on the Rami Show. Pick a lane. Devontae, Northside, you're on the Rami Show. Pick a lane.
Who are you? What's going on?
You. What's
I just
up?
Was wanted to reply to what he's saying about the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Go ahead.
Listen. Look how we beat the Niners last time. Let's go off that formula.
All right.
They want to run. We can run, too. We got a run game. We got a pass game. And the Packers is really more versatile. What other QB would you want in a two-minute situation?
None.
You know, with the game on the line besides Rodgers or Brady?
No, I want Rodgers. And forget Brady. Yeah, I want Rodgers. I want Rodgers with the football in his hands. Yes.
Definitely. This is our year. We're getting our players back. We have the potential back-to-back MVP. It's written in the stars for the Packers.
It's in the stars. Devontae said it's in the stars. This ain't Devontae Adams. Is it different Devontae, I'm guessing?
Might as well be.
Thanks for the call, Devontae. Appreciate
it. I'm just speaking it to the existence.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
So, is that a drop?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's one of the best laughs I've ever heard. From a terrible joke. I made a terrible joke and got one of the best laughs I've ever heard. Please pull that. I'm not going to be able to gather myself here. Good thing I'm due for a break. And pick a lane. Right lane? Do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers in the left lane is how the Bucks look with the big three? The only thing that matters. 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at Rami is tweeting. We'll be right back. It's the Rami Show at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. Always a good time around here. On your Odyssey app, live from the Lakeland University studios. Sam, you're right. I can't tell if he really found that funny or if Devontae hates me.
I don't know why it's so funny.
Resetting the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show. Got a few minutes to get a couple more of your calls in on this evening's Pick a Lane. Right lane, do you think the Packers have figured out the 49ers? And the left lane is how the Bucks look with the big three. The only thing that matters. 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. Let's go right through them. And James in Waukesha, you're on the Rami Show. Pick a lane, buddy.
Hey, funny man.
What's up? I'm good, man. How are you?
I always like listening to you guys. You make me laugh.
Thank you. We try.
Hey, as far as have the Packers figured out the 49ers, it's not about whether the Packers have figured out the 49ers, figured out the Rams, figured out the Buccaneers. They figured themselves out. And that's what Belichick always did. And that's what got him all those rings. How to take your strengths and identify the opponent's weakness and exploit it.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate you. Hey. I agree with you. But and I think Matt LaFleur is very adept at doing what you're talking about, of finding your strengths, playing to them, and finding your opponent's weaknesses and playing to those as well and trying to exploit those. The thing is, though, man, Kyle Shanahan is really good at that, too. You've seen it. You've seen it firsthand. And he has.
Good word, Addy.
The Packers are susceptible to a run game, and he has a blunt object in that run game to bludgeon the Packers over the head with on Saturday. Like, he has a strength that can exploit one of the Packers' weaknesses. And the Packers have strengths that can exploit the 49ers' weaknesses. I'm not here to paint a picture all of gloom and doom. I just don't think that this is the cakewalk that some, like Bart Winkler, might have you believe. And that, I know a lot of you believe, because on Monday we asked, scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that they beat the 49ers on Saturday? And we got all like 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s. Jameson tweeted in, I picked the emergency lane. That laugh was messed up. So that laugh sounded like the North Korean mannequin in the movie Big Fish.
I genuinely can't tell if he hates you or not.
I know. that was either he found me funny or a million people asked him if he's Davante Adams and now he's just dead inside.
Oh, you know what? It's just like yesterday when that reporter, Mike Jones, and Mike McDaniels, that was probably Mike Jones' reaction. He's probably so sick of it.
Hearing the Mike Jones. Let's go to Jacob on the South Side. You're on the Robbie Show. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, boys.
Hey, how are you?
First off, you know what they call that? That's a courtesy laugh.
Yeah, it's either that or I don't know. It's going to be a part of the Robbie Show permanently moving forward, though.
That's what you do when you either want out of a conversation or, like, if you didn't hear what the person says, so you just kind of laugh it away. Like, that's what that was.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, it was a bad joke. I made a bad joke.
Right. And that's how you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
you know, it's nice to have those classic sound bites because, you know, that's for sure going to be on this show for years.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Pick a which lane did you want to jump in, Jake?
Okay. So this whole thing with the Bucks, like, you can't say that. It doesn't matter without the big three or that's the only thing that matters, because if you get too far behind the eight ball, you're kind of screwing yourselves over. Now, they keep getting to within a couple games of that one seed, but you can look at the other end, and they're really only a few games out of being a play-in game. Now, you don't want to have that fall from grace to be the NBA champions into the play-in game, and the Lakers learned that the hard way last year. So it does matter to a point, and I do want to talk about one caller was talking about Lopez and getting another guy that's a rim protector that does some similar things. I've been on this train. The guy we have to go get is Mohamed Bamba from Orlando. He's a raw talent. He mm-hmm. hasn't found himself quite yet down there, but this is a kid, man. As a pure athlete, he's on par with LeBron and Zion as far as just being a freak, and I really want to see him in another organization. I want that organization to be the Bucks because he is as good a shot blocker as you're going to find. He's like Brooke in that he can hit some threes, but they're going to come in bunches, so they're not consistent. But when he's hot, man, he's red hot. Now, the only problem is last night he dropped 32, I think, on 7 of 8 shooting from 3. So maybe, like, that's going to be the game that puts him out of our price range because,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the Bucks have a craptastic poo-poo platter of assets that they can offer. But that's my hope. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call on your end, Jake. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I don't know what the Bucks have as far as assets to move on the trade market that are intriguing to other teams. I don't know Mo Bamba's game all that well, but I know I can remember seeing some flashes of that dude when watching the Magic going against the Bucks or wherever else I might have caught a few minutes of a Magic game. I know I've seen flashes of what Jake is talking about there, of that athleticism and a guy who seems ready to bust out and is just not in the greatest of situations in Orlando to bust out and be the player that he can be. We see that all the time in the NBA and all around sports.
Did you compare him to Jordan and LeBron, though?
No. Did he?
I thought so.
Maybe I spaced out for a second. I was just thinking about this. Let's get in Trav and Brown Deer real quick. Trav, I have about a minute, man. Go ahead.
All right. Hey. Yeah. I'm not worried about the Bucks. You know what? Yeah. The Lakers are wishing they had him, man. So,
yep.
But the Packers, long as they, Samuel Debo or whatever his name is,
Tyshawn.
You got to stop that. Hey.
Hey.
We're going to pump. Hey, we got this, man.
All right.
We got this.
All right, Trav. Hey.
No.
Thanks for the call. There's Trav and Brown Deer. Trav is on one, man. Travis,
he's a war daddy.
This show took a weird turn here in the last couple segments, dude.
I just remember too, when I was screening Davante, I was like Davante Adams. And then you did that, and I'm sure he was just already tired of it, man. Like,
he's so tired of it. He's so over that crap, dude.
It's like when people say, oh, Sam, just like Sam and green eggs and ham. It's like, I've been there, man. I know that feeling.
I got, that's probably the reaction I'd get. Like, people call me Rami Salami or whatever the case might be, or say I look like a Ron Jeremy.
Oh, no. Why would you say that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Why would you say that? You know, though, last week, it was Friday night. I was out and about. And I'm standing there in the bar. It's actually a karaoke bar where there's stand-up comedy done. And there's a guy standing, like, Dion. I actually struck up a conversation with my guy Dion, big listener of the show, but didn't know I was me before he said this. He pointed at me and he goes, Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, I thought he was like, well, it turned out he was a fan of the show, but I thought it was just like a fan of the show, like just saying Aaron Rodgers to me because I'm a sports talk host. And I was like, what about him? And he goes, no, you look like Aaron Rodgers. That's, I get a lot of you look likes. That might be the best one. I get like Lin-Manuel Miranda. I get Ron Jeremy. I get Post Malone. I'll take Aaron Rodgers over all those guys. I get a Shia LaBeouf every once in a while. That's not too bad.
You don't look like any of those people.
I know, dude. People just see somebody with long dark hair and a beard and they're like, oh, you look like him. Like those things are genetic.
No.
Like those aren't things that I could just grow. I can just grow those. Thanks to Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, who joined me, as well as Bart Winkler. If you missed either of those or anything on today's show, you can check it out at 1250amthefan.com or on your Odyssey app. Tomorrow, big show, Stacey Dales, NFL Network, here at 315. Ryan Horvath, 345. Ryan Wood, 445. For Sam Schmitz, I'm Rami Makhlouf, saying stick around for the Journey House College Sports Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 3 here on The Rami Show.
Oh, we're done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.